Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. I hope you're bundled up and staying home if there's any ice still on the road in your area. This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you might have missed and others you must know about from right here in your backyard. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Wyville. Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours have been extended due to the extreme cold. Volunteers are desperately needed from area churches and civic groups. They need folks for help with donations, signing folks in, and even with food prep. Call 910-918-4531 if you think you can help out. The Southeastern Genealogical Society will meet today at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church. The speaker will be Henry Mintz. He'll discuss Columbus County in the 19th century, and Henry is always good talk. The meeting is at 2 p.m. The members often arrive early to share family history. Everyone is welcome. A fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Mystic Crib will be held January 25th from 11 until 2 p.m. at Murph's Pond in Wyville and Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakina. Tickets are $10. They're available at a number of area locations. And folks, we appreciate you stepping up with this. You can see this story online for more. Check us out on social media for links to the fundraisers or call 910-625-0952 for tickets. Now you need to hurry up. The Sheriff's Office is collecting camp stove-size LP bottles for shipment to Western North Carolina, but the deadline is tomorrow. Drop off your donations at the Sheriff's Office on Washington Street in Wyville. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Columbus County responded to over 200 opioid overdoses this year. That's over 200 too many.
Columbus County wants to reduce the harm caused by opioids, drugs, alcohol, and vaping. Our Quitty campaign has information you can share with family and friends and a 24-hour helpline at 910-640-8872. Hope starts here. Help starts now. 910-640-8872.
This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com. We bring you the local news you need and want at no cost to you. Public safety, government news, stories about folks you know, commentary, investigative stories, little kids with big fish. At ColumbusCountyNews.com, we have you covered. Go to our website and sign up for our new daily email newsletter, too. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. Milk Before Meat Ministries is sponsoring a coat drive for children in the county schools. Approximately 20 children in need have been identified. Contact John Walton via Facebook for more information. Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum is now in its winter hours. The museum will be open Saturdays from 10 until 3 until February 22nd. If you've never been, you really need to go over and visit the Depot Museum at the lake. It's really cool. There's a lot of history in there, and it's not just railroads. It's about Lake Waccamaw, local history, the Waccamaw Sioux Tribe, and so much more. The museum is on Flemington Drive, and admission is free. The Forest Service, Wildlife Commission, and Nature Conservancy are gearing up for controlled burn season. It runs January through August. People who live in and near pine forests can expect to see some smoke in some areas. While controlled burns are conducted to help restore area forests and cut down on the wildfire risk. Now, if you'd like to learn how to manage controlled burns, the Forest Service is offering two state-certified prescribed burner classes this year. The class is $25. It will include classroom, virtual learning, and field work. Classes are set for May 19th through the 22nd and October 20th to the 23rd. These classes fill up very quickly, so go to ncforestservice.gov to sign up. Handyman Hal will be at Engage Life Church on Sunday at 10 a.m. for a kids' appreciation service. Engage Life is located at 386 Thompson Town Road in Wyville. Happy Home Baptist Church and Transformation Church will host an ordination service for John Walton on January 19th, 6 p.m. The service will be at Happy Home, which is located at 2670 Happy Home Road, Nakina. Western Prom Baptist Church is going to hold a meeting for anyone interested in volunteering for the upcoming Tim Tebow Night to Shine. The meeting is going to be on January 26th at 4 p.m. at Western Prom. The church is located between Wyville and Clarkton at 167 Peacock Road. Speaking of Western Prom, their annual Wild Game Banquet is January 21st. That's always a big time. Tickets are $20. There'll be drawings, speakers, and much more. Major League Baseball players Mackenzie Gore, Gavin Williams, and Brooks Baldwin will also make special appearances. Call 910-648-2744 for ticket information. Tickets are still available for tonight's nonprofit night at the Fayetteville Marksman Hockey Game. The Marksman will take on the Knoxville Ice Bears, and a portion of all ticket sales go to the Veterans Memorial Park. Call 910-840-5207 for information. There's always room for your church announcements, civic club honors, good Samaritans, birthday parties, pageant winners, little kids with big fish, firemen getting cats out of trees. Anything that makes you smile, we have room for it on the good news. Email Jefferson Weaver at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. We're always happy to see visitors. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.